Blue Plaque Stories, Horatio Nelson, 147 New Bond Street, read by Rory Barnett. By the time I found myself at this house, the damn French had taken my sight and my arm and most of my health. I came here a broken man. After 2 years at sea without setting a foot on dry land, I really believe that my shattered carcass was in the worst shape of its life. Little did I know, but here at number 147 Bond Street, as I was getting stronger, the lady who was to become the most important woman in the world to me, Emma Hamilton, lived a little further down the road. I didn't stay in Bond Street for long. Life on land was not for the Vice Admiral of the Royal Navy, and I was not my best when inactive. I joined the Navy when I was just 12 years old. I first went to sea with my uncle who captained the Raisonnable. I left Norfolk and my 11 siblings to join the Navy. Everyone wanted to join the Royal Navy. My father was a clergyman, so at least I knew I had God on my side. By the time I was 14, I had seen more of the world than most men had seen in their whole lives. I contracted malaria somewhere in the Indian Ocean when I was not much older, and in those long and gloomy reveries of convalescence, I realised that my king and my country were my calling. It was in Naples where I met Sir William and Lady Hamilton. Thanks to their help, we victualled and watered and ensured ourselves victory. We set sail with the first breeze and I was assured that I would return crowned with laurels. It was to be the laurel for a few more years to come. Back in Norfolk, my marriage to Francis could not continue. I could not forget my obligations to Lady Hamilton, or speak and think of her otherwise than with the greatest possible affection and admiration. We never lived together again. Emma, Lady Hamilton, found a place at Merton Place, south of the Thames, which became our home together with her husband Sir William. It had its own moat, which we called the Nile. My daughter Horatia was born there. But England expects every man to do his duty, and the French and Spanish were closing in once more. I felt possessed by a prophetic visionary fire. I believed I could save England. The Nelson touch. It was new, it was singular, and it was simple. It was about intricate planning. Nothing must be left to chance. We would inspire with confidence. The plan was audacious. But what is a plan, if not audacious? It would, of course, be a battle to end all battles. The day that I defeat the tyrant Napoleon. For it is simply a matter of time, precision, and the bravery of my men, my band of brothers. For peace with Napoleon Bonaparte could never be. I leave peace to the hands of the diplomats. Does this put me in the pantheon of British heroes? Perhaps one only becomes a hero if one dies a hero's death. Look at Achilles. Look at the Greek Homeric epics. Am I to be that man? I should like one day to stand high over London, looking out towards Portsmouth, where she is moored, waiting for my signal. HMS Victory, before the Battle of Trafalgar. I would like to look down towards the king and have every ship from my fleet atop the lampposts, lighting the way for carriages in the night.